Bonus episode. Craig Kukowski, Robert Desi, and Rich Dallarico.
Welcome to Improv for Humans bonus episode. Guys, I thought this was a very funny episode, so I only cut this scene because the show is too long. Check it out and enjoy.
Here is your one-word suggestion from Twitter.
Back to the Twitter lines. I see... Wow. Sometimes I wonder if it's the same person doing the same words every week. I see Zoo again from Andrew. You got to relax on Zoo, Andrew.
She really wants that zoo to be explored.
Cynthia says crocodile right next to Zoo. That's interesting.
A little more specific.
Yes, thanks for narrowing it down, Cynthia. Still using my gang voice. Adam Lonero says butt. Not even just butt.
Butts, plural.
Because everyone has a butt story. But plural butts is always a better story.
Butts are funnier than butt.
Hell yeah.
In fourth grade, I got caught up in a in a mooning craze. This is shortly after the movie Grease
this
came out.
This is the eve. This is the... We are in a super moon right now, but go ahead.
That's right.
Yeah, this was not related to that. Yeah, Grease came out. I think there also might have been a mooning in American Graffiti. So, like, you know, in the 70s, people were harkening back to the 50s. And I guess, you know, mooning was big then.
Yeah.
And so, like, fourth grade is pretty young. But, you know, we saw Grease. And for some reason, and I was just thinking about this the other day, my teacher used to leave the room all the time and leave 38-year-olds alone in the room, you know. as far as I know, she may have been getting high. It never occurred to us at the time. Like, she'd just give us some busy work and then leave. So me and a bunch of other kids started to go up to the front of the class, and we would moon the class, and the girls would all go, oh! And then it got to the point where, where some of us started showing our dicks.
Meaning you.
The aficionados.
And we would call it a sun.
Oh, no. Nice.
And as far as I know, we coined that term. I haven't heard it used since.
Now, when it's a dick, are you facing them or are you bending over and your dick's hanging out below your butt?
That's a moon and a sun, right?
That's an eclipse. That's an
eclipse. Totally eclipse the heart.
We are talking about an 8-year-old child here, right. So...
So your balls haven't even dropped yet. So if you bend over, you don't
right,
see
you'd
that.
Have to bend over a yeah. lot.
And then so eventually, some of the girls complained.
Of course.
And we all got paddled.
Your bottoms got paddled, yeah. Ironically.
Really? Yeah, we got paddled on our bottoms.
By who?
By the principal. Wow.
So your butts became sons. Huh? Now, I don't know what's going on in your classes, but my classes, it's like all hell is breaking loose. My students don't listen to me. They're climbing up on the furniture. They're just – I go in there to try to calm them down, and they boo me out of my own class.
It's because you're a pushover, Mrs. Rogers. You're a pushover.
Well, I try to be nice. I want my kids to be my friends.
If I may, it's ever since you got divorced –
It was a hard time for me. I think they sense my vulnerability.
It sounds like you're spending too much time in your classroom.
What?
Yeah, you're giving the kids a chance to pick on you. You just leave the room for a while. You have no idea what goes on in there.
Well, Mr. Timmons, I know that you spend a lot of time in the boys' bathroom, but...
Yes, 3-time teacher of the year, Mr. Timmons.
Well, I can't argue with that.
And there's amazing things in the boys' bathroom. You should go in there at some time.
I would be arrested.
Mr. Dasty, where have you been? You left us with busy work, as you called it, and you haven't been back for 3 days. We're done with that assignment.
I went on a bit of a walkabout.
Within the school?
Well, I hunkered down in the library for a little bit, and I guess I lost track of time.
But we're your students. We need a teacher.
Yeah, we ate our bagged lunches from 3 days ago, but... It's running thin. We're hungry.
We read the books on our own. We're done now.
Yeah, we're starting to learn on our own, and it's scary.
Wait, you stayed here for 3 days? You didn't leave at the end of the day?
No one told us to.
You said always do what you're told. We forged some permission slips so our parents wouldn't care, and this is where we've been, doing nothing but reading, learning math, thinking of things to eat.
Have you figured out an order of who is the leader of this pack?
We're trying for true democracy, where everyone is equal.
Yeah, I'm the president today, and Rich was yesterday. We alternate.
I wish it was yesterday! I wish it was yesterday again.
It'll be your day again one day, like maybe tomorrow.
Well, where did you go? What did you learn on this walkabout?
I learned that the library has a lot of panda books. Lots of books on pandas. I thought about my relationship with my family. I don't call my sister enough.
Do you feel bad that you don't make a lot of money for your family?
Yeah, that came around too. But that's neither here nor there. The good news is I'm back, everybody.
Boo! You're lame, Mr. Dassey.
Come here, you.
Anarchy!
Yeah, no, hold on, everybody. I thought we were just...
Break, chalk.
What?
We read Lord of the Flies while you were gone.
Then why didn't you get into a Lord of the Flies structure? You got into a socialist structure where you shared presidency.
We learned the lesson from the book.
We learned it. We got the point of the book.
I'm going to call one of you Piggy. Which one is it?
Don't look at me.
Come here, Piggy.
We've all lost a lot of weight from not eating in 3 days.
Give me those...
You're the fat one.
Give me those glasses.
Oh, my glasses. My fake glasses.
Where's a big boulder?
Mr. Dassey, I don't usually... I haven't brought you into the principal's office since you've taught here.
Yeah, I,
You broke a... I'll just get right to the point. You broke a kid's glasses today and called him Piggy, said which one is the fat one. And then I found out you haven't been in your class for 3 days. You want to tell me what's going on?
I took some mushrooms during class. I thought, you know, why not?
I don't know where this story's going, but you're fired. But keep going.
What do you mean? You can't fire me until you hear the whole story.
You had mushrooms during class?
Not during. I stepped out.
Okay. Well, you're fired, but just for curiosity, go ahead.
Wait, hold on. You can't fire me.
Yeah, you took hallucinogens. Obviously, I can. I can't even believe you didn't try to hide that fact from me.
Well, I was opening up. You wanted to hear the story.
You must still be tripping. Who would open up that fact to
look,
the boss?
The issue here is I went back into my classroom and my students had evolved and they were...
Yeah, you're tripping.
I had to crush them. Oh, one of them was 7 feet tall and a bunny. You'll never understand. Look.
No, you're right.
What I want to know is where did you go for 3 days?
Okay, keep talking. I'm just going to dial three numbers here.
Wait.
Keep talking.
Boop, boop, boop. Hi. Hello, Pizza Hut.
God, you got Pizza Hut on speed dial?
I was trying for 911.
No, this is Pizza Hut. You want a pizza?
No, I missed.
Fuck!
Sorry. Whoa!
That Pizza Hut guy was really disappointed.
Yeah, he just fucking cursed at me.
You know, if it helps, I could really use a pizza right now.
No,
I haven't eaten in 3 days.
Obviously, coming down. You should apologize to all the parents of those students. It was so irresponsible. Who knows what could have happened to
them?
It's
not like I
days.
Dropped my pants and flashed my ass in front of all of them.
Better not.
Oh, that would be weird. I did show them the sun, though. You.
Hey, this is Pizza Hut. Did you just call us and not order a pizza?
We misdialed, yes, and was cursed.
Fuck you!
At, hey!
Fuck you!
You came all this way?
Take this pizza!
Oh.
Wait a minute, I want to know something about you. How far were you educated? Where did your education stop? What brings a guy to become a pizza delivery boy at your age?
I've got a sixth grade level reading level.
Sixth grade, huh? That's the grade you teach, Mr. Dassey.
There's a hot dog in this crust.
What kept you from... Why sixth grade? Why didn't you go into the seventh grade?
I don't know. Things just got really hard in the sixth grade.
Yeah, that's when shit goes down. Separates the men from the boys.
You had to read The Yearling. I didn't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a family that takes a deer fawn in.
Yeah. Your teacher wasn't there to explain it to you?
No, they weren't.
Where were they?
I don't They just left the room,
Bob?
And never came back.
You're creating a generation of pizza delivery boys with your drugged out apathy towards your students' education.
Is this Canadian bacon?
Yeah, yeah, that's in the crust too.
Wow, we put everything in the crust now. Hey, look, he's going to be just fine. He's delivering hot pizzas with a passion. He came all the way down here. He's got heart and soul. You can't teach that.
That was our bonus scene. Please tell me if you thought it was a bonus or it should remain cut. Go to iTunes, give us a ranking, give us a review, and go to the forums and comment on this bonus episode. Go to at Matt Besser. Bye.
Matt Besser's film, Freak Dance, available now on video on demand.
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
Earwolf Radio, boom.com. The wolf dead.